The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Lucky enough to be joined by All-Australian defender Tom Stewart. Tommy King in the Carrick box along with Benny Cass, Darren Buick, Heath Buck, Lauren Wood from the Herald Sun, Andrew Jones. Firstly, congratulations on the win. What does a victory like that mean to the group when you go to hostile territory, 45,000 fans against you, and you can come away with the 4 points?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It was brilliant, to be honest. 5-day turnaround, a couple of things didn't go away, but going across to Adelaide, as you said, in hostile territory, in pretty harsh conditions, it was very good fun out there, and we soaked up every moment of it.
What does it mean for the youngsters in the group, and even for somebody like yourself? I think only back game 46 or 47 for you last night, but when you've got so many guys playing only game number 3, you've got a couple of guys who are new to the club, but that I suppose is the thing you can't measure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it just adds a lot of belief in what we are doing and the way we're playing. Obviously what we're trying to instill in those less experienced players, and we're showing it's worked so far this season, so to go over there and play the way we wanted to and come away with 4 points was super.
Tommy, it's Ben Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. It's been a lot of talk, obviously, about the forward line and the pressure, but it seems that the side is you know, really well structured all over the ground. You're not being opened up a lot. I mean, it's going to happen occasionally at the elite level, but it seems like you're really set up across the ball. All 18 players on the field know where they need to be, and that's really held you in good stead when the flow of the games hasn't been going your way.
Yeah, I think so. I think as all teams should, we value defence really highly. We've worked a lot on that, on our team defence and slowing opposition down throughout the summer. So to see they come out against some quality opposition has been quite pleasing. But there's a lot of improvement left in us, and we're just trying to take it, as the old cliche goes, week by week, and just trying to improve on things that we may not have done as well as we would have liked to during game day. So if we could just keep playing that team defence and defending well, that's always good for us on the ball.
Have you sort of dramatically changed your defensive setups, or is it just that you're better honed and you've had another pre-season in terms of drilling it down?
Yeah, I think just that. I think the more exposure we had with a settled back 7 or 8 training together and learning each other's tendencies and the way we go about it has really helped us. And also just having some blokes go through the midfield that enjoy putting a lot of pressure on. Having Joel on the side, and he's a great transition runner, and Mitch as well, and Simon Dollar and these sorts, just giving us a little bit more on the transitional side of things, getting back and helping out. And I think we're valuing that a lot more as a group, and we've all bought into it heaps over the summer, so it's been great.
The Prestige Jayco speaking with star Cat defender Tom Stewart. Here's Darren Buick on K-Rock Footy.
Well done last night, Tom. Keeping on a defensive track here, the reintroduction, well, they haven't been around the last few years, Harry Taylor and Lockie Henderson, just down back, some old heads down there, some wise heads. Has that sort of helped the younger players fit in as well?
I mean, it's always awesome to have basically a fresh Harry Taylor come into your back six and look like he's playing in his first couple of years, and he's been super these first 3 weeks. He's got a new lease on life with that foot being in good nick, and he's had a really good pre-season, so to have him fit and firing has been awesome. And then obviously with Hendo was quite a tough situation with just selection and these sorts of things, but having him come in last night was super, and I think it was really proud with the way he's really held himself throughout this little period, and to see him come in and play really well, I thought personally, was really pleasing for us as a back six.
Well done last night, Tom, and on the first few weeks. Just wondering if you can tell us a little bit about Grian Myers. For people that haven't had a chance to see much of him, particularly over the last 12 months, we're seeing a hell of a lot of his personality at the moment. He had a good laugh after the game last night that he'd forgotten his boots and that every coach he'd ever had told him to have a haircut, which I think is probably fair enough. I don't know whether you agree, but can you give us a bit of insight into, I guess, how he is around the club? Is he as much fun as he looks?
Yeah, he's a good lad. He's obviously a local call, a Glendale bloke, so I can't pump him up too much being a South Farm player. So, he's a really good kid, and he's come in, and he has a lot of talent, but he also works exceptionally hard. He's one of the best runners we've got at the club, and he's pushed Ritz, and he's really pushed those top-end runners along. So the enthusiasm that he brings with his work ethic and the way he goes about training has really impressed us over the last few years as a playing group. So he's obviously got some pretty special things he can do in his game, but he's got a lot of things he needs to work on. But the way he's applied himself has been second to none, and to come in and almost make that forward spot his own has been really, really pleasing to see.
Tom, Drew Jones here, mate. Well done last night. Hey, I caught up with, well, bumped into Gary Ablett in the car park after the win against Melbourne, and he specifically picked you out and said how well you were going. What's been the key to your fast start to the season, what does it mean to, or what's been the secret to you gaining the respect of your teammates so quickly?
Oh, great question. I just go out there and give it my all every time I can. No football likes letting their teammates down, but I really pride myself on just helping my teammates as much as I can, and I'm doing the most that I can to bring my teammates in the game and also just cover for them if it needs happening. I'm obviously at a position in my career now where it's been a fast track and the way it's happened, but I've also sort of been delayed in my start, missing hopeful basically 5 years on anybody else in my draft class. So I'm just trying to improve week by week and just be the best player I can, because I obviously know I've got a shorter time span in his career, so I'm just trying to see what I'm doing.
Just a very quick one, Tom, on last night. Just interested to get your thoughts on the Adelaide Oval surface. There's been a bit of talk about it over the last 24 hours or so. Obviously, Paul Seedsman got good news today that it wasn't an ACL. It was feared that it might have been the third within about 5 days over there. How did you find it? A few sort of suggesting that it was maybe a bit harder than usual.
Oh, honestly, Lauren, I don't really take notice of that sort of stuff. It's grass and dirt, like, to be fair. Before, 2 weeks ago at GMHBA, it was sand and dust, and we were training on that. So anything that was green, I was happy to run out on.
Very diplomatic.
Tommy, who's been
No, I seriously don't really care. It's grass and dirt. Like, it doesn't really bother me.
Who's been the surprise packet for you, Tommy, in terms of who's somebody who, when pre-season started, you thought, well, you know, still a fair way off it, but has jumped up in your eyes?
No one's really jumped up. I rate all of the entire list. I think we've got a really well-balanced list, but one that's come in and had such a great impact, not only on the field, but off the field as well, the way he has come in and tumbled the group with Dalhouse. Me and Dal are quite close off the field. We went to school together, so I've got a lot of time for Dal, but just the way he's come in and really applied himself and won the respect in a month of footy has been incredible. The body of work he obviously has before he came to the club speaks for itself, but the way he's come in and just really bought in and just been a really good person to be around at the footy club, I can't commend you enough for that.
Yeah, he's been absolutely fantastic. I think he leads the club in tackles with 24 after three rounds. What about yourself? I know you don't like talking about yourself a whole lot, but you're coming off an All-Australian year. Did you have a particular focus in the pre-season, an area of your game where you wanted to develop, or was it just pretty much continue on where you left off in 2018?
I suppose for myself, just working on my deficiencies, as most players would say, but just that whole rebound defender role is something that still doesn't come quite naturally to me. So I'm just trying to stay involved in attack as much as I can and learn the offensive side of the game, because I think defensively I'm pretty sturdy down there. So if I can add another weapon with Jordan Clark and Zach Tuohy to come back in, Mark O'Connor, these sorts, if I can be another weapon out of the back half with my kicking and my pace, then that's one thing that I'll keep trying to develop and trying to use to my best of my ability.
Tom, you've been elevated to the leadership group in 2019. Have you gone in with some ideas about football and been able to espouse those, or you've been a little bit quieter and just let the guys that have been entrenched in that group do the talking so far?
Oh, no, I suppose I'm not going to do it in for a reason, so I like to have my say on things that I think are necessary to talk about, but I don't do too much of the talking, to be honest. I like to just generate some excitement around the group and have a lot of fun with it, and obviously wrap the arms around the young boys when things aren't going their way. But my style of leadership is just to enjoy it and just try and drag a lot of my teammates along with me.
Yep. How has your footy improved from your time being part of the AFLW coaching staff? Has it changed your view on the game? And if it has it changed the way you've maybe approached your footy as well?
Yeah, it's certainly different when you watch footy from the stands and you analyse it from a whole new perspective. But just the sheer enjoyment that the girls have, and they play footy for the love of the game. It's not a business to them. So just to see them every night
No fuss, no complaints. Just rock up with a smile on their face, ready to go and ready to attack every session and every game was one thing that really stood out to me. And it sort of got me back to really loving my footy. And obviously things are going well for us at the moment, but footy is a tough game and it can change in a blink of an eye. So the more you can enjoy it and really understand that it is a game, and obviously AFL footy is very serious, but it's so much fun and we're so privileged the position we are in to play this great game that we all love and have the opportunity to play in front of punters. So just the pure enjoyment was one thing I really took out of it.
Yeah, how much pride in Meg McDonald being part of the All-Australian side and Matty McMahon being in the squad?
Yeah, awesome. Obviously, two defenders in an All-Australian squad is fantastic. And they got the recognition they deserved because they were super for us all year.
So I'm just going back to that point Benny raised about a focus for this year in regards to yourself, and you mentioned that, you know, developing that rebound side of your game. Is there any players from opposition that you look at, you know, that they get the balance right, that, you know, real hard defensively but attack at any opportunity, that you, you know, sort of look at and think, well, they do it pretty well?
Yeah, I suppose there's a good mix. I'm sort of that in-between height, so if I can fold my game on, obviously Jeremy McGovern and Alex Ransom, the two benchmarks of the competition. They're fantastic to watch. And there's one young fella from Brisbane, Harris Andrews, that I really love watching play. Obviously, we play pretty different roles. He's a more lockdown type, but the way he goes about it, I really, really enjoy the way he goes about it. I actually quite enjoy watching him.
It's been a pretty hectic start for the Cats in terms of three big games, a five-day break going into last night's game. You've got a 9-day break coming into next week. Is there an ease off in things now? Do you get a little bit of time off, a day or two off, before you head back down to the club?
Yeah, we've got, obviously today we travelled home, but we've got Saturday, Sunday off now, so we'll have a little mental refresh, but obviously get the body moving and get everything right to attack next week, because again, we've got another massive test with the Giants down here. They've got as much talent as anybody in the competition, so we've got to be ready to go next Saturday.
You've led me in beautifully there, Tom, before we let you go, but obviously having tomorrow off, does that mean we're going to be seeing you at South Barwon? They've got St Albans, I think, don't they, round one?
I will probably be showing my face at South, yes. I'll hide in the crowd and I won't make it about me, but I'm very excited to go down and watch the Swans play, because they had a really good off-season, I think, by reports. I haven't been down there yet, but they picked up some quality players and they're going along just nicely. So hopefully South will be back where they belong at the top at the end of this year.
Yeah, Battle of the Break tomorrow against St Albans. And tonight, Tom, you're at GMHBA Stadium. It's a hive of activity. The VFL boys in action. Their round one clash at 7:30, but also the AFLW Best and Fairest, the inaugural one. It'll be interesting to see who takes that out tonight.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's one of the defenders, Kingy. That'd be great if we had a defender with the boost on the Australian. So, see how we go.
Oh, absolutely. We will have those results throughout the evening here, and also score updates from the VFL as well. Tom, always a pleasure to talk to you. Make sure you do hide well at the South Barwon St Albans game, because I think I might be loitering around McDonald Reserve at some stage to have a look at that one. So do your best to avoid me if you can. I'm sure you don't want to see my ugly face on a Saturday afternoon when you're enjoying a bit of local footy. Well done on the start to the year. It's been a pleasure to watch the 44 in action and doing some good work, and can't wait to see you next Saturday against the Giants.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your night.
Tom Stewart joining us here. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. It's hard to believe Tom Stewart this time, 3 years ago, was basically unheard of, was running around in the Geelong VFL side.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.